monthly contributions para sa inyong brighter future and retirement with the help of the Philippine government. Today's video is all about that. Pag-ibig MP2, personal equity and retirement account, how you can get started, magkano ang starting amount, and what are your other options na pwede po ninyong pagpilian. We'll cover all that today. So stay tuned till the end of this video. Hello mga ka-RFF! This is June Fernando and I'm from Namfer Financials. Kamusta po kayo? Today, ating pag-uusapan kung ano-ano nga ba ang mga investment options na ino-offer ng ating pong gobyerno or government agencies for the Filipino public. Alam naman na natin na ang karamihan sa mga nakakasalamuhan nating investment options katulad po ng real estate, and property, stocks, business ventures, and managed funds ay ino-offer po ng mga private commercial developers or asset managers. Pero alam niyo ba na mayroon din na isinusulong ng mga investment options ang government of the Philippines? Ito ay dahil nais nilang magkaroon ng magandang retirement ang mga Pilipino, kasabay po ng pagkakaroon nila ng access to fund their agencies, projects for the benefit of the Filipino nation. Kaya, minarapat namin na ilista ang 5 sa mga examples ng investment options being offered by our own Philippine government. At huwag din po nating kalimutan, i-comment down below kung saan po kayo pinaka-interesado among these options at amin po itong gagawa ng separate pang video very very soon. And so, when you're ready, let us begin. Number 1, Pag-ibig MP2. Ang Modified Pag-ibig MP2 Program, commonly known as Pag-ibig MP2, ay isa pong optional savings program para sa mga current and former Pag-ibig Fund members na gusto pong lumago pa ang kanilang savings. Sikat po ang Pag-ibig MP2 sa mga gustong makakuha ng guaranteed dividends with low starting capital. Ilan po sa mga key features ng Pag-ibig MP2 program ay ang affordability. For as low as 500 pesos monthly po kasi, maaari ka nang makasali sa Pag-ibig MP2. Ang contributions dito ay voluntary at wala ding strict schedule ng paghuhulog. Wala pong penalties kapag hindi ka din nakakapaghulog ng kada buwan. Next one is government guaranteed savings. Guaranteed din po na safe ang contributions mo dahil mismong ang Pag-ibig at ang Philippine government ang may hawak nito. Perfect po ito sa mga nagbabalak pa lang magsimula at gusto ng extra safe option sa kanila pong mga ipon. Another one is tax-free dividends. Matatanggap mo rin ang inyong MP2 dividends nang wala pong tax deductions kada taon or after the 5-year lock-in period. Up to 6% dividend rate din po ito. Isa sa mga key features kaya madami ang nakikisali sa Pag-ibig MP2 ay ang mataas nitong dividend rate. Higher daw po than regular savings sa banko or time deposits at iba pang investment vehicles. Next one is options to withdraw dividends every year. Allowed ang pag-withdraw ng dividends annually or pwede rin po nahayaan na lang na mag-compound ito for 5 years kung saan mas malaki pang makukuha mo after the lock-in period. Next is 5-year maturity period. Meron pong 5-year maturity period for your MP2 account. After 5 years, the dividend earnings in your account automatically stops. If gusto mo pong ituloy ito after 5 years, you need to open another MP2 account. And don't worry, as you can open multiple MP2 accounts at madali din po ang pag-open ng account. how to open a Pag-ibig MP2 account pa. You can open an account in two ways. One is through online enrollment procedure. Maaari kang mag-open ng account online by visiting this link and fill out the necessary details such as your personal information and Pag-ibig membership ID. Then, you'll also fill out your desired monthly contribution and select the options for your preferred dividend payout, your mode of payment, and your source of funds. After submitting these details, mabibigyan ka na ng 12-digit MP2 savings account number which will be used in paying your contributions. Pwede ka ring bumisita sa pinakamalapit na Pag-ibig branches at mag-submit din ng application manually. Make sure to prepare a valid ID, accomplished modified Pag-ibig 2 enrollment form, at ang bank account na gagamitin where you will receive your dividends. Madali na rin ang pagbabayad ng contributions dahil you can use your e-wallets like GCash, Maya, and through over-the-counter payment centers like EasyPay and Bayad Center. For monitoring purposes naman, meron din pong virtual Pag-ibig app where you can track and check your contributions. Meron din po kaming separate video about Pag-ibig MP2, so make sure to check it out also. Number 2, SSS WISP Plus. The Social Security System, also known as SSS, recently daw po launched SSS WISP Plus or Workers Investment and Savings Program Plus para po makatulong daw sa mga SSS members na mag-build ng kanilang additional retirement benefits. Kung ikaw ay isang SSS member at naghahanap ng additional investment that can earn higher interest rates with zero taxes, you may consider this option. Ilan po sa mga benefits ng SSS WISP Plus ay number 1, affordable investment. Kagaya po ng Pag-ibig MP2, you can start your investments and contributions for as low as 500 pesos monthly, and no limit din po kung magkano ang inyong gustong ihulog. Next is tax-free earnings that compound pa annually. SSS WISP Plus earnings are tax-free at maaari mo itong i-compound sa mandated 5-year cycle period. Another one is higher interest rates. Mas mataas ang makukuha ang dividend sa SSS WISP Plus than the regular savings account, up to 6%. Another one is easy to monitor. You can view and check your WISP Plus contributions and earnings through your My SSS account online. Ngayon, who are naman the eligible to join the SSS WISP Plus? Ang WISP Plus ay open to all SSS members regardless of their membership type, declared monthly earnings, and last posted monthly salary credit. Employed members must have at least one posted regular SSS contribution within the last 3 months. On the other hand, self-employed OFW and voluntary members must have a posted regular SSS contribution for the current applicable payment month. Pero like the regular SSS contributions, ang mga gusto pong sumali ay hindi pa dapat nakaka-claim ng final SSS benefits katulad ng total disability or retirement. So, paano nga ba ang pag-enroll sa SSS WISP Plus? All you need to do is to log in to your My SSS account and enroll to WISP Plus. You only need to do this once and your membership to the program will not expire. Maaari kang mag-withdraw sa iyong WISP Plus account value anytime, provided na member ka na for at least 1 year. Pinapayagan din na mag-request ng partial withdrawals once per month. Just make sure na may maliwanag na remaining balance na di bababa sa 500 pesos. after you make a full withdrawal of your total accumulated account value, kailangan mo uli mag-enroll to become a WISP Plus member, subject to the guidelines set by SSS. Third is Personal Equity and Retirement Account or PERA. Ang PERA ay isang long-term and tax-free voluntary investment program created po through Republic Act 9505. It is similar to the Individual Retirement Account or IRA and 401 retirement plans in the United States. Ginawa po ito para mas ma-encourage pa ang maraming Pinoy to save and invest through generous tax benefits sa investment earnings held for 5 years or longer or until age 55. At recently nga daw po, tinaasan na din ng BSP ang annual contribution limit sa pera. For Filipinos here in the country, maaaring mag-contribute ng up to 200,000 pesos per year, double sa dating upper limit na 100,000 pesos lamang. And for our OFWs, maaaring mag-contribute ng up to 400,000 pesos per year, double rin po sa dating upper limit na 200,000 pesos. If you are at least 18 years of age at meron kang tax identification number or TIN, maaari ka nang makasali sa pera for as low as 1,000 pesos. Isa sa mga main benefits ng pera ay ang tax advantages nito katulad ng income tax credit kung saan ay maaaring makakuha ng 5% tax credit ang contributor depende po sa inyong pera contributions and you can also use this to pay your income tax liabilities. Tax-free din po ang proceeds na makukuha mo sa inyong pera investment dahil exempted ito sa withholding taxes, capital gains tax, at regular income tax. Exempted rin sa estate tax ang contribution sa pera. Ibig sabihin, walang babayarang estate taxes ang legal beneficiaries in case the demise of the contributor. Maaari ka ding pumili kung saan i-invest ang inyong contributions, depende na lang sa preference at risk appetite mo. All you need to do is to set up a PERA account in administrator banks or open a digital PERA account. Our digital platform partner, Seedbox.ph, is an accredited digital PERA provider and you can select from the investment funds of the top banks sa Pilipinas kung saan mo gustong i-invest ang PERA contributions mo. Participating banks are BDO, BPI, Land Bank, Metrobank, and PNB. Ngunit, dahil ginawa ito para sa inyong retirement at meant for long-term investing, di mo maaaring galawin or i-redeem ang inyong pera contributions until the age of 55 at dapat ay ikaw ay nakapaghulog na ng at least 5 years or longer. If you wish to redeem fully or partially, mawawala ang tax incentives ng inyong account. Exempted sa early withdrawal penalties ang mga pera contributors with a permanent disability or those hospitalized for over 30 days due to an accident or illness. To get started, you may visit www.pera.seedbox.ph and create an account by signing up and completing the registration process and after verification, kayo po can already start funding your account and pay your regular contributions. For more information about PERA, you may visit pera.seedbox.ph. And so, moving on, number 4 is Retail Treasury Bonds or RTBs. Ang Retail Treasury Bonds or RTBs ay ini-issue ng Bureau of Treasury to fund specific projects of the government and you can invest in for as low as 5,000 pesos. Kung ikaw po ay naghahanap ng safe, liquid at predictable investment with fixed income streams, good option po ito for you. Consider the investment grade security sa mga ito dahil fully backed ito ng Philippine government kaya very safe and very low risk po. These bonds have a tenor or maturity period of 1 to 5 years. ang interest rates ng RTBs are fixed and paid quarterly. Ang yield po ng RTBs ay usually higher compared to savings and deposit instruments. RTBs can be bought through the selling agent banks like DBP, BDO, China Bank, Land Bank, NBPI, and of course, many more. Ang maganda pa nga po rito ay kung meron ka ng account sa mga banks na ito, you can use it as a settlement account for the placement of RTBs and receipt of interest. How to invest in RTBs via the online ordering facility? Mayroon po tayo 4 steps. According po to the Bureau of Treasury website, number 1 is to log in to treasury.gov.ph. Number 2, accomplish the required order in forms. Number 3, pay the principal costs. Number 4, secure the proof of investment. And so, last but not the least is number 5, which is Pag-ibig Acquired Assets. Naiiba ang item na ito sa ating list because the first 4 are all financial assets, while our last item is about a real tangible property asset. And for today, we will just give an overview of it because we think this merits a separate video on its own. If you agree and are interested, kindly let us know in the comment section down below. So what are Pag-ibig Acquired Assets? Ang mga Pag-ibig Acquired Assets ay ang mga property na na-foreclose dahil hindi na nakapagbayad ang original na may-ari na nag-avail ng Pag-ibig Housing Loan at di na nabayaran ang monthly amortizations nito. Kung hindi kayang i-buy back ng original owners ang property, ito ay ilalagay sa public bidding through auction at a much discounted rate. If sale via auction fails, it is put up for a negotiated sale kung saan ay mabibili ito for up to 30% discount. So, ano ang mga benefits naman ng pagbibili ng Pag-ibig Acquired Assets? Pag-ibig Acquired Assets are sold at prices below the market value. If naghahanap ka ng property investment at limited lang ang inyong budget, this can be an option for you. Also, dahil isa po itong property asset, all the benefits of a real estate investment such as value appreciation depending on the location, limited resource, and many more. Also, you can use your Pag-ibig Housing Loan benefit para ma-finance ang purchase mo ng acquired property. Makakapili ka din po ng property depende sa type, kumbaga kung gusto mo ng bahay, condo unit, lots, and your preferred location all over the country, depende po yan sa availability. However, there are some risks pa rin po involved in buying these kinds of properties. Dahil ito ay isang matuturing na second-hand property, ito ay sold on as-is, where-is basis, kung saan ay makukuha mo ang property sa condition kung paano ito iniwan ng original na owner. Maaari po kayong gumastos sa pagpapaayos at pagpaparenovate ng property depende na lang po sa condition nito. You also need to inspect and investigate kung merong title issues sa property po na gusto mong i-acquire at alamin na rin ang mga additional fees associated with the purchase like renovation, repair, legal fees, and maintenance. You may check the list of acquired properties sa Pag-ibig website and select na rin po kung ang hanap mo ay properties with no discount or first auction, properties up to 30% discount, second option are properties up to 45% discount negotiated sale. Basahin po ng mabuti ang mga detalye at alamin ang requirements if you are decided to proceed with the purchase and best to consult na rin po with a professional. Unlike po the first 4 options, purchasing a Pag-ibig Acquired Asset requires much more effort-intensive and much more cost-intensive in terms of initial capital. Pero if carefully planned naman po and successfully executed, you can get much bigger returns din naman and benefits in the long term in terms of possible rental income and land value appreciation ng acquired property. Again, this is just a preview, and if you are interested to know more about Pag-ibig Acquired Assets, kindly let us know in the comment section down below and we will make a video about it very, very soon. So there you have it. We hope this video helped you in knowing more about some of the investment options sponsored by our very own Philippine government, and of course, how na rin po these can be part of your investing portfolio, especially po doon sa mga nagsisimula pa lamang mag-build up ng kanilang mga financial instruments. And should you have questions or any reactions regarding this video, kindly post it in the comment section down below. We want to hear from you, mga ka-RFF. Feel free also to like and share this video to your family and friends. The more people who know, the more that we could also help others. Again, this is Chung Fernando. Thank you very much for watching, for all the support, and we'll see you in the next video. Stay safe and God bless.